Welcome back. So the countdown is on. Tomorrow night, week two of the finals begin. You can feel the finals on Fox League. Watch every game leading up to the grand final live and ad break free. Available on Foxtel and KO, of course, and this man will be right in the thick of it. I always love catching up with rugby league legend Stephen Blocker Roach. Good morning, Blocker.
Matty, how are you, mate? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. How good's finals footy, mate? I mean, I don't want to sound like Scott Morrison, but gee, week one was awesome, and it's a bit mouthwatering, the two matches that we've got this week.
Yeah, I thought the interesting thing last week was that the South Sydney side turned the premiership on their head. Look, I've got to put my hand up. I thought it'd be the Melbourne Storm and Penrith playing in the grand final again. That can't happen now. If Penrith win this week, they'll match the Storm in the game to go to the grand final. So, mate, it's turned it on its head. I really love sitting back and watching last week. I thought after the first game when the Melbourne Storm put the Seagulls to the sword, we might see a few lopsided scores, but that wasn't the case.
When you talk about the South Sydney turning it on its head, you're absolutely right, Blocker, and a lot of people didn't see this coming for good reason with Latrell gone, an entirely different team. How much do you then put that down to the Wayne Bennett effect?
Well, Matty, you've heard of horse whisperers before. I've talked about this before. Wayne Bennett, he must be the human whisperer. Mate, unbelievably. You can't do this for over 30 years and it being a fluke. He's a genius at getting his players up. Latrell factor, you're 100% right. A lot of people would have said, oh, you can't win without Latrell. He's their gun. But, mate, all of a sudden they just find someone and they march up. And look, I thought their forward pack last week were absolutely outstanding. I've been waiting for Big Burgess with a performance like that for a long, long time. I know he's a solid player and plays to a standard week in and week out. But mate, he was outstanding. He just took him on along with Jai Arrow, and all of a sudden these guys have got the week off. They can sit back, put their feet up, and look forward to the one I'm looking forward to on the weekend is the Battle of the West. I can't wait to see these big boppers go at it for the first 15 minutes. You look at the likes of Paulo and Campbell Gillard up against Pangai and Harris, those sort of guys. It's going to be a bolter. I reckon everyone should get their beer ready and their hot dog and sit down 5 minutes before the game and get themselves set.
Yeah, it was incredible how the intensity level goes up in finals footy, and forwards come to the fore. I'll talk to them about that in just a sec, but you've been at the biggest stage. You've been in State of Origin. You played in your finals. You played in grand finals. I want to know from a player's point of view, what sort of changes around what the coach is starting to tell you? Because how much does it go away from game plan and go away into what's in the mindset? Because finals footy is very different to anything else.
Yeah, it is, certainly. Look, I thought, just in saying that, mindsets and all that sort of stuff, I thought for me the perfect example last week was Mitchell Moses. The game was going to and fro, a little bit of an arm wrestle, and all of a sudden, 20 minutes into the game, he just clicked into running the ball. So it takes a special player to understand at what stage of the game is needed. And I thought that was a great example for me last week. The thing about it, Matt, is experience and playing in those big games. Although, we lost two grand finals in a row in 88 and 89, but we played in big test matches and big origin matches and just getting yourself set. And I think understanding how to get yourself set, because, a lot of people wouldn't realise that, the game, they realise that the game's on at 8 o'clock at night, but the difficulty in being able to prepare yourself when you wake up in the morning and you've still got, you've still got like 10 hours until the game. So you've got to learn how to pace yourself through that day so you're actually ready when you actually play the game. Because a lot of young kids come in and they play their first game and they're that excited that they actually play the big game before it actually happens, in their heads. So I think experience is a big thing. I just look at the mental state now of the Penrith Panthers, who have been outstanding for the last 2 years and got beaten the grand final last year. And I thought, they were a bit overawed last year. And then all of a sudden, first semi-final this year, they get beat. Now, the pressure is really on them. But I think blokes like Nathan Cleary eat up that sort of pressure. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the Panthers respond. A lot of people are saying, oh, mate, if they don't respond this time, maybe they're the easy beats of the league come big games. I disagree with that. I think you're going to see the real Penrith stand up in what, as I said, was the Battle of the West. You know, the Parramatta side have proven this year that they are ready. You know, it's taken them a while to get there, a few years, to get to that stage. You know, they beat the Melbourne Storm twice this year. So they go into this game knowing that they can win a big one. But in saying that, I just think, you know, Cleary can get them home, the Panthers.
So let's talk about that one first then, Block. Panthers v Eels, and you touched on this. I said there at the start, and you just touched on, a lot of the focus will be on the sevens in this game. In the first game, a lot of focus will be on the ones because we've got some of the best going around that the game has seen. Yeah. So let's talk about the forwards up there in the engine room where you get down and dirty, and who needs to step up from the Penrith side, from the Parramatta side? What do the forwards need to do here to get their team across the line?
Well, this is a battle for the ages, this one. you know, it all comes down to mistakes. I'll just go back quickly to last week's game, the Storm and Manly, right? They go into the game, everyone's confident about winning. Manly make a mistake in their own half in the first set of six. They scoop it up, they score. You imagine what that does to you mentally. So it's all about, you know, it's all about getting out there and completing and getting your first, you know, 7, 8, 9 sets away. And once you get off to that sort of good start, and, you know, halves can sit back and watch those forwards go at it and, you know, pick the game to pieces by the time these guys are really going at each other. But, mate, there's not a split match between these two packs. But when you look at Cleary and the way that he, you know, mate, he might have been shut down a little bit last week and didn't have the greatest of games. But the great players, that doesn't happen to him again. And, mate, he certainly is a great player. And I just think that, as well as Moses played last week for Parramatta, I just think Cleary's just got that little bit more to his game. So, you know, look, they're going to level each other out. There's no doubt about it. That's what I said. Mm. You know, get there early, get your seat and get your drink and get ready for it, because I reckon the first 15 minutes. When you look at these guys, you know, a lot of people see them on the field and you're watching from afar. Mate, these guys are 115, 120 kilos.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've got to imagine it's like a car crash. The contact, and you know, it's just being in the right place at the right time and understanding and playing well at the right time of the year. So, you know, Parramatta will be bored about what they did last week, but it was against Newcastle, who I thought struggled to get into the eight, and they just tipped their way in. My only problem with Parramatta last week is that they leaked a lot of points. So I think Penrith will pick up on that, and Penrith will be filthy on what happened last week against South Sydney. And I just think they might get the money. I don't think be that much in it, but I think at the end of the day, in the clutch moments, I think Penrith can do it.
All right, I'll put you down for the Panthers. Who gets home between Manly and the Roosters?
I think Manly. Look, I've got to sit back and admire what the Roosters have done. You know, it's well documented. You know, they lost Boyd Cordner and Friend and all those guys and all the injuries and Morris and those sort of guys, and they've all the injuries they've battled during the year. It's that next man up sort of mentality for the Roosters. But they've lost their dummy half again now, Verrills, to a 2-week suspension, which I thought was pretty harsh. I thought it was a harsh suspension. But anyway, that's the way it goes now. You can't hit blokes in the head with any part of your body, so he gets 2 weeks. And I think that's a big loss, because out of the dummy half, he touches the ball more than anyone else on the field. So you've got to have that slickness, but not only the slickness with the passing out of dummy half, you've got to have that understanding with your halves. And, you know, I think it's hard just to throw a bloke straight in a big game. Manly will be filthy what happened to them last week. That won't happen to them again. They're a good side. So I think Manly will get the chocolates over the Roosters. So Seagulls and Penrith to go through next week.
All right, mate. Hey, we've just been throwing it out there to our listeners this morning, trying to piece together the best pack that we've ever seen. So can I get a nomination from you of the best prop who you'd put in your leading pack?
What that I've ever seen?
That you've seen.
Oh, Arthur Beaton. Without, mate, by the length of the straight. Because he had everything, mate. He was tough. He could, you know, if you wanted to go and rumble, he could get out in the gutter with you. But he could also have beautiful soft hands. He could play football, mate. Arthur Beetson was a great player. But mate, when you look at the modern game, mate, I can't go past Sivinaseva. Sivinaseva,
yep,
probably doesn't get the raps that he did. Mate, he played 46 tests for Australia in the front row. So for mine, I mean, I've seen a million of them. I respect all of them because I know what it's like, mate, playing up there in the middle, and you know, there's no place for the faint-hearted. But for mine, I'd say Arthur Beetson number one, and then Simon Asiva. But you know what? I was only sorry for going on, Matt, but we're talking
That's
about
right. front
rowers now. I was only saying the other day, mate, that Jarrod Ruha-Hargreaves. I sit back and I look at like the best front rowers of all time, and sit back and look at those sort of packs now, mate. He's done it for a decade or over a decade. Won 3 grand finals and mate, plays tough every week in and week out, and it's been unreal for the Roosters this year when they lost all their players. He stood up. So, mate, I'd love to give him a mention too. But if you're asking me the modern day player, I would say Petro Sivanisita.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Gee, very hard to argue with all of those. Artie, of course, number one. Petro, there's a name that I actually didn't think of, and I'm guaranteeing you that our listeners will fire up on that one. And then JWH as well, a special mention for him, who is an absolute warrior. Mate, it's great to catch up. Great to get your thoughts on week two of the finals. You're right, get there early, get your position on the lounge. Can't wait to watch it. Have a good weekend, Block.
Good on you, mate. Good to talk to you, Matt. See you, mate.
You too. There he is, Stephen Blocker-Roach. You can catch it all, of course, on Fox League. A little bit late for the news. Let's get there now.